الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه محمد سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، dear respected brothers and sisters, these Afghan families and my young Afghan generations Muslims, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, as I promised, I invited مولانا شيخ محمد هشام قباني, who is a top-notch Muslim scholar, and he is living in Michigan. He is following the Naqshbandi Tariqa, as I told you earlier last week in my program. And of course, I speak in English in this program for half an hour with Professor Qabani and Sheikh Qabani. His initial education is in chemistry, but he shifted towards Islamic mysticism in Tasawwuf and all that for 40 years, and he became a renowned scholar in the Muslim world, not only United States, in the Muslim world. He has been the student or pupil of the masters, renowned masters of the Golden Chain, Sheikh Muhammad Nazim al-Haqqani, and also Sheikh Abdul Allah Daghestani, who were the 39th and 40th masters of the tariqah in Naqshbandiya tariqah. Sheikh Qabani has been established numerous centers of education throughout Muslim America and Caribbean and Pacific Rim and Central Asia and South Africa, and he has thousands and thousands and thousands of murid in the world, not only United States but around the world. And I'm, of course, very privileged and honored to have him on the studio. And on behalf of Noor TV and personally myself, I thank him for coming. He is the chairman and founder of a Washington, D.C.-based Islamic Supreme Council of America, which is one of the largest councils of America in Muslim affairs. And also, he is a member of executive member of the World Committee on Religion and Peace, which is another renowned body on Islamic affairs. I have to mention that Sheikh Qabani has been working tirelessly against terrorism, sabotage in the United States and around the world, where he gets invitation around the world. And he's against terrorism, against sabotage, against all savagery that taking place in the Muslim world by the name of Islam. And he's also not aligned with Wahhabism, which is also interesting to note. He has been written numerous articles and publications, an entire encyclopedia of Islamic doctrine, and refutes Salafi interpretation of Islam. Again, it's my privilege and honor to be here, to be with Professor Sheikh Al-Qabani. And thank you, sir, for coming.
Thank you. Allah bless you, inshallah.
To start with, Sheikh Qabani, tell me about Naqshbandiya Tariqa, please.
Before coming to this question, it's important to notice and to know that what is the meaning of tariqa? What is the basis of tariqa? It is said that there are infinite numbers of ways on the number of the breath of human beings, and every human being, he has his own way. That is the meaning of tariqa. Tariqa is the way, is the way that you feel okay with it, that you are approaching your prayers and your teach and your life and how you tackle your life. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sahaba, he perfected them, he showed them his way. And that's why he said, Allah said in Holy Quran, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. If you really love Allah, oh human being, if you really love Allah, follow Muhammad. Ittiba is to follow. So tariqa is to follow. Is these big masters who came after time of after time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and after time of Sahaba, we know these four imams came, and we don't need to count them. But these four imams and many after them, many imams come till today. So these four imams, they showed us the way how to tackle religion and how to understand religion. Mm-hmm. And they showed us their connection with these great masters of tasawwuf, which they showed them ways to follow, means they showed them a tariqah to follow. And I would like you to quote you only the four imams. I will not call you quote all the imams till today.
Please.
But because you are everyone is knows about the four imams: Imam Malik, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. For example, Imam Malik said, and he is very well known in the North Africa. Whoever studied jurisprudence, fiqh, and did not study Sufism, tasawwuf, will be corrupted. And whoever studied tasawwuf and did not study jurisprudence will become a heretic.
Mm.
And whoever combined both will reach the truth. Imam Abu Hanifa said, if were not for 2 years, I would have perished. For 2 years, I accompanied Sayyidina Ja'far al-Sadiq and acquired the spiritual knowledge, tasawwuf, that made me a knower in the way. Imam Shafi'i said, I accompanied the Sufi people, the Ahlul Tasawwuf, and I received from them 3 knowledges. They taught me how to speak. They taught me how to treat people with leniency and a soft heart.
Mm-hmm.
They guided me in the way of Sufism. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal also, and all others. You have thousands of them. But I gave the main ones. So Tariqah Naqshbandi is in the, 1,000 years ago, in 500 after Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Hijrah, Imam Shah Naqshband came. And Muhammad Baha'uddin Naqshband from Central Asia, because Tasawwuf was so flourished, because it is the state of Ihsan.
Mm-hmm.
So it was so flourished in the whole area, in Central Asia, because from where is Imam Al-Bukhari came,
mm-hmm.
who put the hadith of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was from the same area of Imam Bukhari,
mm-hmm.
of Imam Shah al-Naqshband, of the Naqshbandi order.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go there, you still see his shrine and his schools and everywhere there.
Mm-hmm.
And they all study tasawwuf till today.
Mm-hmm.
So Muhammad Baha'uddin Naqshband, who came at that time in the 500 years after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he spread the teaching of the purification of the self.
Mm-hmm.
He spread the teaching of the softness of the heart. He spread the teaching of knowing the self.
Mm-hmm.
Because Allah said in Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in a hadith that he said that من عرف نفسه فقد عرف ربه. Who knows himself knows his Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing the self, what we teach it today in universities, psychology,
mm-hmm.
and to know yourself, to know what you are doing,
mm-hmm.
because you cannot judge on people when you don't know yourself.
Exactly.
So these teachers, like these masters of the golden chain, they came to teach and to teach their students how to know themselves through different experiences.
First.
Mm-hmm. Although they were praying and fasting.
Of course. Yeah.
But they have to know before they have to, in the same time that they are studying Sharia and Fiqh, they used to give them studies in Tasawwuf, mm-hmm. in how to experience that in their lives, with their families, with their children, with their with the culture, with their communities. And it's a very big subject. So Muhammad Baha'uddin Naqshband, he spread it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it was called after him, the Naqshbandi order.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was the one that implemented and put the science and the principle for it.
Mm-hmm.
So like today, you say you are a graduate from Harvard University. We say you are a Harvard graduate.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you are outside of Islam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So those who are following the Naqshbandi order means are the teachings, the science that has put for tazkiyatun nafs, purification of the self,
mm-hmm.
has different. This is a complete study beside the study of Sharia, which we mm-hmm. are Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We have to study the Sharia
mm-hmm.
of Islam.
Otherwise, so, we cannot reach To reach the tariqah, we have to study the sharia first.
Of course, because this is what I just quoted Imam Malik, he said. If anyone study only sharia without study tasawwuf, he will be corrupted, because he doesn't know the limits.
Exactly.
And who study tasawwuf without study sharia,
the
he'll
limits
be heretic.
You mean hudud.
Hudud, the limits. And who study both, he will be on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, because he know how to adjust himself and move forward. So this is the tariqah, came after the name of Bahá'u'lláh Naqshband. Like many other tariqahs, many other tariqahs there are, and every tariqah is called the same, it's called different name.
Thank you. Are you the only sheikh in this path in the world right now, or there are some other sheikhs in the world?
I hope to be the servant and servant and servant and servant of sheikhs.
I know your humility, and I admire your humility. It's part of tasawwuf, and part of being in the tariqah is to be humble. And I know that. But I just for the record.
What Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in Holy Quran, Allah revealed to him. Say to them, "Kul innama ana basharun mithlukum yuha ilay." Say, I am only a human being like you. Revealed to me. Although Prophet is not like us, but he's showing humbleness and humility. So, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O Allah, لا تكني إلى نفسي طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك." Don't leave me to myself for a blink of an eye. Don't leave me to my ego. And this is the seals of messengers. So for us, we are very worried of these titles.
Seals of messenger, you mean Khatam al-Nabiyyin?
Khatam al-Nabiyyin, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, don't leave me to myself for a blink of an eye. Where we are, we are nothing. Say to them that you are only a human being. The Prophet is showing humbleness, humility. So this is very dangerous, these titles. I am always worried about these titles, because it throw you, because Iblis was what? Iblis was the head of angels. Tawus al-Malaika is called the peacock of angels. His name was what? Azazil. And the name of angels. What happened to him? Because he was so proud of himself, he said, "Ya Rabbi, you created me from fire. You created Adam from clay. I'm better than him." He said, "I'm better than him." Allah, drop him down.
My dear viewers,
I am not the sheikh. I have my sheikh, the master. My master, Sheikh Muhammad Nazim Adar al-Haqqani, and there are many, many, many different branches of the Naqshbandi tariqah. They have their own sheikh. In Afghanistan, you have a lot of the Naqshbandi Mujaddidi. They are the same. The same line. You have a lot of them there.
My dear viewers, as you can see, you as audience of my program, and I myself, how much we are blessed today by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have such an alim in our program to benefit, because every moment of this show, it's learning. And that's what Islam teaches us, that we should always strive for learning. And we are all blessed, you as viewers, and I myself as the producer of this program. I understand that there are four tariqah, right, in tasawwuf?
No, can I correct it a little bit?
Please, yeah.
It's 41 tariqahs.
41 tariqahs.
41 tariqahs.
But there are major four, or how is it?
There are major, we cannot say there are major four, because everyone will get upset at that time. So we say there are 41 tariqahs, and all of them are, alhamdulillah, they are very well connected.
And well established.
Well established, and they have their followers. I cannot count to you now. A lot of them, especially in Africa, especially in Southeast Asia, especially in subcontinents, in even now in Europe, in America. So there are a lot of tariqats. And but you have to look into. I'm worried only that people must know that Sharia is the basis of tariqah. Because today you can find some people, they only take spirituality, tazkiyatun nafs, without taking the form. The form is sharia. You have to have the form. The soul without this form is nothing. You cannot work it out. So the soul and the body has to come together. So Sharia and Hakika has to be related to each other. Today there are some people, they call themselves Sufis, but, and unfortunately they gave a bad name to the Muslim tasawuf, the Islamic tasawuf, because they don't practice Islamic Sharia. They like the word tasawuf, they like the purification of the self, they like the spirituality, rawhaniya. So they take that and they leave Sharia, and many of them, they are not Muslim. So the viewers has to understand that.
But due to all respect, we have many people who have beards, and we have turbans, and they are even imams. But they are lying, they are cheating, they are abusing people, they are doing a lot of things, and they kind of pretend in the community that they are fiqh people and they are leading people. I mean, what I read in my books and all that is they are far away from the real Sharia.
For sure, because it's very important that you can pray. But in your heart, your heart is dirty. So your prayer is not accepted. Like someone, you want to pray on a prayer rug and there is dirtiness on it. So do you pray on it? No.
Of course not.
So that is maqam al-ihsan that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. That's why we have to go back then to the basic of tasawwuf. That maqam al-ihsan that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned.
Can you please talk a little bit about maqam al-ihsan or state of ihsan? Could you please elaborate on that?
Yeah, I will elaborate, but before I forget your question, because it's a very important question. Some imams,
there,
they
there
pray
four,
this.
My question initially was that there are four other major.
Yeah, but no, the imams, that there are, they pray Sharia, they pray and so on, but they are lying and cheating and deceiving, and they have beard and they have turban. It's okay. I will refer you back to what Imam Malik said. Whoever studied fiqh and did not study tasawwuf will be corrupted. And whoever studied tasawwuf and not studied jurisprudence will be a heretic. And whoever combined both of them, he reached the truth. So many people today, they study, that's the biggest problem. I was in Egypt, and the Grand Mufti of Egypt, Ali Jum'a, he told me that in before like 15, 20 years ago, they used to teach the tasawwuf course in the University of Azhar of Egypt. They used to have 1,000 students. Today they don't have 50 students for that course. So he is showing how it is dropping this purification of the self, and the maqam al-ihsan is dropping from people's hearts, because everyone is teaching the basic, which is the five pillars of Islam, which are to pray, fast, and make pilgrimage, and pay sadaqah. So maqam al-ihsan, let's go back now to maqam al-ihsan. As you said, maqam al-ihsan, when Jibreel alayhi salam came to Prophet and asked him from Hadith Umar about Islam, Prophet divided religion into three different categories. First one, he said Islam is the five pillars, and everyone knows the five pillars, you don't need to repeat it. Then he said Iman, then he said wa mal Iman ya Rasulullah, what is Iman? And he said, Prophet said the six pillars of Iman, and everyone, some of them they know, some of them they don't know. You see, like everyone knows the five pillars. Some don't know the six pillars. To believe in Allah, to believe in His angels, to believe in His books, in His prophets, in the last day, and destiny. So, then he asked him, what is Ihsan, Ya Rasulullah? Wamal Ihsanu, Ya Rasulullah? What is the station of Ihsan? If it was enough, Jibreel will not ask this first question. If it was enough, only we pray and we fast and that's it, Jibreel will not ask the last question. But he asked, and what Prophet said, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. To worship Allah as if you are seeing Him. If you are not seeing Him, He is seeing you. Is not? So now, when we reach that level of purification of the self, that Allah, when we say Allahu Akbar and enter in the prayer, and ta'bud, we are worshipping as if we are seeing Allah. This is what Prophet, and ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tara, you have to worship as if you are seeing Him. But if you are not seeing Him, He is seeing you. So how am I going to say Allahu Akbar, and then immediately comes to my heart in my prayer, how am I going to cheat my
a customer, I'm going to lie to my wife, I'm going to go do this sin and that sin. Mm-hmm. So this is where is the station of Ihsan. Mm. Is that you have to know that you cannot see Allah. You see His oneness in everything around you. Mm-hmm. But you cannot see Him. But He is seeing you. How's Allah seeing you and still you are corrupted? Then what you have to do? Then you have to make an account for yourself. What Prophet ﷺ said, to do an account to yourself, he said, تَفَكُّرُ سَاعَةٍ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عِبَادَةِ سَبْعِينَ سَنَةٍ. Meditating, 1 hour, contemplating, تَأَمُّل we say in Arabic. To think about yourself, what you have done, to make an account, you audit yourself, like everyone is worried from someone who come to audit him in his books, is not? So Prophet is say, audit yourself. When you audit yourself for 1 hour, is Allah will reward you more than He reward you for 70 years of worshipness. This is the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sheikh Qabbani, let me go back on destiny. On destiny, there are many Westerners that they condemn Islamic faith, that Muslims are fatalists and they believe in destiny, such as they don't have a brain or aql or anything of themselves, and they anything happens to them, they see it from God. Would you please, what is your take on that?
This is not true. This is, we send it back on them. They are the one that they don't think, because they don't think about akhirah. We think about akhirah. We think about hereafter. They don't think about hereafter. They only do for their dunya. They don't do for their akhirah. So destiny to us is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are major things that it is in Allah's hand that you cannot change it. Like the moment of your birth, you don't know. No, until today, scientists cannot know what time, what moment the soul is going to come in. It's still a secret. And when you are going to die.
That's
so that destiny, that's what is the what we mean by destiny. That coming to dunya and going from dunya is in Allah's hand. In Allah's hand, earthquakes. Can you stop earthquakes? These are destinies, isn't it? Can you stop floods? And hundreds and thousands of these people are dying. Tsunami, can you stop tsunami? These major destinies in Allah's hand. But day-to-day work,
it's
in your hand.
Of course.
Like someone going on a plane or in a boat, there is point of, what you say?
Take off,
and there is one point of landing. You cannot change that, unless if you are a terrorist. So you cannot change that, but inside the plane, you can move the way you like. You can eat, you can speak, you can drink, you can sleep, you can do whatever you want. So this is the partial destiny, but the major destiny is in Allah's hand.
But still I need to know the other four, or you said 41.
41, there are like, for example, we call today, let's say, Naqshbandi Tariqah, the Qadiri Tariqah, that they follow Abdul Qadir Jilani from Baghdad, who was a big sheikh. The Chisti Tariqah from India. Then you have the Mujaddidi Tariqah, which is Naqshbandi Mujaddidi, which is in Afghanistan and part in, of India with Ahmad al-Farooq al-Sarhindi. You have the Muridiyya Tariqah in Africa. You have the Shaziliya Tariqah, so huge in Egypt and North Africa also. You have the Kibrawiya Tariqah, which is very famous in Iran and in some part of India and Pakistan. You have a lot of different tariqahs. It's not restricted to one tariqah, to four.
Let's go to our current affairs.
Yeah, I like that.
You like that? I hope so. What is the problem of the Muslim world, according to you? Just your own personal opinion. And you have the right to express your own personal opinion, don't you?
Yeah, of
As
course.
A Muslim.
Yeah, of course. Everyone has the right to express whatever he say, whatever Allah, people are free to say what they like to say. But according
in
to
Islam.
In Islam, yeah, of
right.
course. Not because people, they say, don't say you are Muslims, they cannot speak. No, everyone can speak. It's free. Allah, la ikraha fi din. Allah doesn't force you in anything.
Let be no compulsion in religion.
So, Everyone can say whatever he likes. Mm-hmm. That's why you can see, they say there is no school of thought in Islam.
Mm-hmm.
How many school of thought we know in Islam? There is. the major four.
Mm-hmm.
Is not?
Mm-hmm.
And then what we call them, the Maliki, the Hanafi, mm-hmm. the Shafi'i, the Hanbali.
Mm-hmm.
And then there you have the Ja'fari, and then you have the other ones. But in reality, because everyone has his own views, mm-hmm. is not?
Mm-hmm.
That's why that is a school of thought.
Right.
And in Afghanistan, I think most of the people are Hanafi.
80%.
80%.
And 20% are Ja'fari.
So 80% Hanafi, mm-hmm. 20% Ja'fari means they have the right of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But Imam Muhammad Abu Zahra from Egypt, he's a big scholar in Egypt, mm-hmm. he died now. He put a book, he researched it, like your book, you're researching. Mm-hmm. They are big scholars, these people. He counted 472 school of thought in Islam. 472. See how wide Islam is.
Mm-hmm.
Can stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And Allah will give you a way into it.
Mm-hmm.
It is not restricted.
Mm-hmm.
So the Muslims have free, whatever they like to say, they can say.
So what is your opinion about the Muslim world today? How do you see the situation today?
Well, what I see is that Allah said in Holy Quran, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوكَ. Say, truth came and falsehood went.
Mm-hmm.
So Islam took all falsehood
mm-hmm.
and brought truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if we are on truth then, because mm-hmm. Sayyidina Umar went to ask Prophet, Ya mm-hmm. Rasulullah, are we on truth or on false?
Mm-hmm.
He said, we are on truth. He said, why we don't make azan in public then?
Mm-hmm.
Then he went and did azan on the roof of the building.
Omar said that, right?
Omar.
Hazrat Omar radiallahu anhu.
Yeah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu asked, he is the Khalifa of Prophet, asked Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they were doing their prayers secretly and their azan, calling azan secretly.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, are we on haq or not? Because he is very...
Yeah, he was very macho.
Yeah, so are we on haq? He said, of course we are haq. Then I go up, I say the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went up and called azan.
Mm-hmm.
And the idolaters were afraid, they ran away.
Mm-hmm.
So are we on haq or on batil? I'm asking the Muslim community, mm-hmm. the Muslim world, if we are on haq, why we are losing them?
Mm-hmm. Means why we are afraid?
If we are on haq, why to be afraid?
Well, there are many Afghans I know that they cannot tell the truth, they are hiding it, and they are highly educated.
Corruption. Corruption.
Corruption.
Corruption.
Mm-hmm.
The system is corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
So when the system is corrupted, what you are going to see from the normal people? We are the normal people.
And according to you, as a sheikh and as an alim, and you have spent 40 more years of your life in this path, is this valid to be afraid of anything else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
No, you must be afraid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you must be following the sharia where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to follow, not to make fitna also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you cannot come and say you make a confusion
mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
the whole community because mm-hmm. of your thought.
Mm-hmm.
Might be they are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your thought to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we see why these violent people, Muslim violent
mm-hmm.
people, came out and do what they have done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they thought they are on haq.
Mm-hmm.
But really they have to follow the footsteps of Prophet,
mm-hmm.
where he said, don't create a fitna.
Let's take a break and then we come back with Sheikh Qaboni. It's very interesting, very learning, and very encouraging. So we'll take a break shortly and then we come back. Thank you very much.
اولین دستگاه ناقوسازی در امریکا آریانا سویت و آریانا فودز انترنشنال افتخار دارد که بهترین مواد تولیدی و تولیدی امپورت خود را با قیمت‌های مناسب خدمت هموطنان و مشتریان نهایت عزیز و گرانقدر در سراسر امریکا تقدیم می‌دارد. آریانا سویت یک نام آشنا با کیفیت اعلی. آرزوی نهایی ما فراهم آوری قناعت شما عزیزان می باشد. ما هر نوع فرمایشات شما را به منازل و مغازه های شما به اسرع وقت رسانده و در ساحات خارج بی ایریا توسط فدکس ارسال می داریم.
قابل توجه همشهریان عزیز، اگر می خواهید که کار آسان و درآمد خوب داشته باشید، سوپر دالر با بهترین موقعیت در شهر زیبای سان فرانسیسکو با قیمت مناسب آماده فروش است. آدرس 4760 میشن استریت سان فرانسیسکو. همچنان جهت معلومات بیشتر به تلفن زیر تماس گیرید 925-565-1919.
شرکت انتقالاتی و بارچالانی لگسی. شرکت لگسی آماده انتقال انواع و شپمنت های شما به تمام نقاط جهان از طریق هوا، زمین و بر به افغانستان، پاکستان، دبی و سایر نقاط جهان با قیمت های بسیار مناسب و بسته وقت با تضمین و اطمینان. انتقال انواع و موتر، اجناس تجارتی و منزل، سامان آلات تخنیکی، ساختمانی و سایر اموال صادراتی شما. همچنان اگر میل فرستادن موتر را به افغانستان دارید و در قسمت خرید موتر تجربه ندارید، شرکت لگسی می تواند شما را در خرید موتر و فرستادن آن به تمام نقاط جهان کمک نماید. برای معلومات بیشتر در کانادا و شماره تلفن 905-282-9595 و در امریکا بی ایریا کالیفرنیا 510-261-4900 به تماس شوید.
نیویورک پیزا. نیویورک پیزا یک نام آشنا، اکنون در سه موقعیت در خدمت هموطنان است. پیزاهای مزه‌دار نیویورک پیزا را که با گوشت حلال تهیه می شود در منازل و محل کارتان فرمایش دهید. نیویورک پیزا در شهرهای هیوارد، پالو آلتو و پلزنتون با دلیوری مجانی در خدمت شماست. شماره های تلفن شهر هیوارد 510-786-3165، پالو آلتو 650-328-6800 و شهر پلزنتون 925-484-4540.
New York Pizza is seeking an experienced restaurant manager. Positions will offer flexible hours, great pay, and potential partnership. For more information, please contact Mustafa at 510-209-8235.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We are back with Sheikh Al-Qabani, and we continue our wonderful conversation that I'm learning a lot from him. So what should Muslim finally do to reach felicity? I mean, we have a lot of problems in the Muslim world. We have terrorism, we have occupation by Western powers, we have famine, we have illiteracy. People even in my country, Afghanistan, they were not, 80% of people were not able to read and write, and you know all these problems. You have been traveling all over the world. I mean, what should we do? And I'm asking you as an alim, as a scholar, as a sheikh, that we should lift up our situation.
I don't want to go around the bushes, but mm-hmm. I have to be straightforward. Mm-hmm. I think it is a big problem, and it is a big disaster on the Muslim community around the world. They are the poorest, mm-hmm. and they have no voice, mm-hmm. and they are divided into many different countries, like now 60 over countries mm-hmm. or Muslim world. And you cannot go from one Muslim country to another Muslim country without a visa. Mm-hmm. They have
which borders. Is wrong.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Allah said in Holy Quran that إِنَّ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. We have created you from male and female and make you tribes to know each other, mm-hmm. to be with each other.
Not to despise each other.
No. Mm-hmm. He said وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold tight to the rope of Allah and don't separate. Mm-hmm. Today, what they are saying, ulama scholar, hold tight and governments, mm-hmm. hold tight to the rope of Allah and separate. Mm-hmm. They want everyone to separate, because by this way, they can make money. Mm-hmm. By this way, they can control everyone. Mm-hmm. By this way, they we are like sheep mm-hmm. behind them, mm-hmm. and they are the shepherd, mm-hmm. and we cannot do anything. In the whole Muslim world, mm-hmm. one time they were asking me a question about Islamic State. Mm-hmm. I said, there are Islamic State today. Mm-hmm. There are, mm-hmm. is not? We have mm-hmm. 3, 4, 5 Islamic States. Their constitution is Islamic State. Mm-hmm. Afghanistan is not yet Islamic State. Mm-hmm. They have changed a little bit in their constitution. Mm-hmm. But in any case, Islamic State, they have first to unite with each other. Mm-hmm. They are the most enemy to each other. Mm-hmm. So how we are going to say we are Islamic State and when we are fighting with each other? Mm-hmm. So the problem is our government, mm-hmm. our leadership. Mm-hmm. This leadership, I'm sorry to say, many of them are corrupted. Mm-hmm. And they either they put their children, they put their families, mm-hmm. they make them the richest, mm-hmm. and the rest of the people are poor. Mm-hmm. So I think what we have to do is we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the only way. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ رَأَ مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرُ بِيَدِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. If someone see something wrong in his country, on his place, or his way, his community, try to change it with his hand. If he cannot, with his talk, by talking, like we are talking today, by preaching, by teaching, by educating, by enlightening. If you cannot, then you go and pray.
What do you say? What do you say about all these fellows that they say that they are Muslims? As you said, they are corrupted, of course. And then they associate with the wrong powers. They associate with the wrong government. And they support this government. I mean, this corrupted government. How do you, as an alim and a sheikh, and you said you're a straightforward, what is your take on that?
Are they Muslim or not Muslim? They have to ask themselves. Mm-hmm. These people, if they don't have conscience, mm-hmm. they can do anything. Mm-hmm. They are like Fir'aun. Fir'aun did the worst. Mm-hmm. But Allah, at the end, mm-hmm. after many, many years, mm-hmm. Allah gave support to Sayyidina Musa. Mm-hmm. So the Muslim Ummah must keep continuing asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mm-hmm. and praying for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change these corrupted leaders. Mm-hmm. And one day these corrupted leaders are going to be changed. Mm-hmm. And one day in the day of judgment, they are going to be the worst to be judged. Mm-hmm. So we leave it, what we can do. We can do only as you are doing. You are educating people in your university. Mm-hmm. We are teaching people, educating people in Islamic mm-hmm. Studies. But if these leaders are not convinced to change themselves, how you can change them?
I am with Sheikh Al-Qabani, a scholar and the Sheikh of Tariqa of Naqshbandiya today, Saturday. What is the date today? The 23rd of February 2008, in my honor and privilege. Sheikh Naqshbandiya has a lot of influence in Afghanistan, correct? So what do you, and it has been there for hundreds, what do you say that what they should do in order to bring a change? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah will not change the fate of a people if they don't change themselves. So what should the tariqah do in the country at this chaotic situation to change, to make a change?
As you said, لا يغير الله بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. Allah will not change until you change. Means those who are leaders of the tariqah. Mm-hmm. Because I know in Afghanistan, the tariqah is the dominant factor. Mm-hmm. Most people are tariqah people. Mm-hmm. Except these last, might be 20, 30 years after Sheikh al-Mashayikh died, mm-hmm. they Allah knows what happened to him. They killed him or what they have. Because I know one of his sons used to come to Beirut, to Lebanon. Mm-hmm. And I met his son here in Fremont.
By the way, you were born in Lebanon, right?
Yeah.
In Beirut.
Beirut,
right?
Yeah.
So you are originally a Lebanese.
Lebanese, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and subhanAllah, by by going to one of the mosques, and one sheikh told me, oh, the man you are speaking about on Jum'ah, I was preaching on Jum'ah about the Sheikh Ismail, the grandson, the son of Sheikh al-Mashayikh of Afghanistan, came to Beirut, and he was with as a guest to our home, and so on. We took care of him. And finally, I saw his son here. So look how it turned. I know that the Afghanistan is full of awliyaullah, full of saints, full of pious, sincere people who are leading the community into the Naqshbandi tariqah, which is a very disciplined and distinguished tariqah. So I think that those who are the leaders of that tariqah has to begin small. Bring the communities, bring the children together and teach them how to discipline themselves and teach them education, science, in order to build them. Because you said there is no, people are illiterate then. So it is the duty of these leaders in order to teach the new generation from childhood, and they make a plan like 20 years, 30 years. Then this generation will come out and begin to change a lot of changes in Afghanistan.
And correct, excuse me, correct me if I'm wrong, there is a hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that each Muslim should educate 10 Muslims, something like that?
Each Muslim can educate, if he educate one Muslim, the hadith is that when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the enemy is coming to against him, and he defeated them. He took prisoners. So these prisoners, he said, Prophet, I will free you. Teach my people how to read and write. So every one of you will teach 10. And then the Sahaba will learn, and then also everyone teach 10. So that is the event that happened. So yeah, for sure. But there was a leadership. There was the seals of messenger, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's saying, these people listen. Today, people are corrupted. Ulama are corrupted. Mashayikh are corrupted. You can find very few sincere ulama and mashayikh. So if these sincere ulama and mashayikh comes out and stand up and teach the generation, especially in Afghanistan, we are speaking Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, in 10 years' time, they will have a new generation educated in Islamic studies and educated in science. So, and then you might have a change. Until then, I don't think there will be a change. All these war, what you call them, Lord War or War?
Warlords.
Warlords. They are the ones that control
taking over.
So when the new generation come and take over, educated generation come and take over, I think there will be a big change.
What's your take on the verse of the ayah that we have an ayah in the Quran that those who associate with the Jews and the Christians, they are one of them and they are like them. And what's your take on that?
This came to a certain time in the time of Prophet in a certain incident that happened. In the time of Prophet, that Prophet, they because they were against the Muslim community and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You cannot be acquainted with them or to be with them, because then you are going to be to make a conspiracy against." It was a war, so you want to be like conspiring against the Muslim army at that time. So he prohibited that, but Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. Gave the Jews and the Christian to live together with the Muslim community in Medina. They were living together. He didn't say no, don't live together and don't be integrated in all the situation. And that's why today you can be integrated with everyone and live with everyone, but you have your own way. You have your own religion. Keep it to yourself, and they keep to what they have to themselves. And you work together. People are working together. I don't think there would be a problem of dealing with each other.
But you think that there's a problem of taking them as wali of ourselves?
That's the problem. So you cannot take their ways when Islam is your way.
Exactly.
So you cannot take their ways and say, I have to adopt Islam to their ways.
That's why. As far as I understand what's going on in Afghanistan today, that they take them as their wali, and then there are some even PhDs that they support this corruption.
That is wrong. Mm-hmm. You, Allah said, يعني لكم دينكم ولي دين. Mm-hmm. Allah said in Holy Quran, you have your religion, I have my religion. Mm-hmm. I don't fight you, you don't fight me. Mm-hmm. So why I have to take their religion and to be my religion, and because they are not going to take your religion to mm-hmm. be their religion. So mm-hmm. everyone has to have his own religion, and mm-hmm. religion is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You believe in what you believe in Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look, Islam didn't say don't believe in Moses. Mm-hmm. Islam didn't say don't believe in Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So otherwise we can't be a Muslim.
Otherwise we cannot be a Muslim. So we are obliged mm-hmm. to believe in Bani Israel.
Exactly.
That they believed in Sayyidina Musa. Mm-hmm. And we are obliged to believe in the Hawariyun. Mm-hmm. That they believe in Sayyidina Isa. Mm-hmm. So we are Muslims. We are as Muslims mm-hmm. accept what they have, mm-hmm. and we accept their prophets. This is our sixth pillar of Islam. Mm-hmm. The state of faith mm-hmm. is to believe in mm-hmm. all the books and all the messengers. Mm-hmm. Now, when I believe in what mm-hmm. Moses came with, so finish. Mm-hmm. I have my duty. Mm-hmm. So I don't want anyone to come and say, no, you have to adopt your Islam to the way they are putting to their religion. So everyone has to be separate. And
so having said that, the conclusion is this, that all these corrupted government need to be replaced by good Muslim who are pure in their soul first. Is that what you're saying?
That's true. Mm-hmm. Why Islam was successful the first 1,000 year? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 1,000 year from time of Prophet until 1,547. Islam was booming. Mm-hmm. There was no corruption. Mm-hmm. Ottoman, look, till today, till lately, 100 years ago, the Ottoman were everywhere around the world, the sultanate that, and before the Ottomans, the Abbasi, the mm-hmm. Amawi, mm-hmm. Islam was everywhere. Mm-hmm. Now we see Islam coming down mm-hmm. because too much corruption, mm-hmm. changes. Mm-hmm. There is no leadership. Mm-hmm. There is no faith. There is no love. There is no love. We have to love each other. Mm-hmm. Allah said, you have to love each other. He said, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا زَلَ عَبْدِ يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. If my servant approaches me through voluntary worshipness, I will love him. Mm-hmm. When I love him, I will be his ears that he can hear with. I will be his eyes that he can see with. I will be his tongue that he can see with, mm-hmm. speak with. I will be his hands that he can sense with. I will be his feet that he can walk with. So we need Allah to love us. We need Allah to love us by loving Allah's servant, helping them. This is what is the nawafil, to go visit a sick person, to go to check if someone needs money, to help him, if not to go and make a corruption.
Last Sunday, I was honored to be in your gathering of the zikr that we had together, and I was very impressed, and I was really, when I left, I was feeling completely different after that zikr. And there were some musical instruments and all that in that zikr. What is your take on that? There are some Muslims that they say that music is haram, music instruments are haram. Even from the same TV station, they say that even you do not sell music instrument because that is that's not good. And then I came and joined you as an alim and a sheikh and joined the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there was some musical instrument that they played with the zikr. What's your take on that? What do you say about this?
We have to be... this subject is a very long discussion.
We have like about 10 minutes. Uh-huh. So then we close.
So there are too many different opinions on this subject. Mm-hmm. And in the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to use musical instruments. Mm-hmm. And they used to sing to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam poetry. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Prophet used to like it. Mm-hmm. And it's very well mentioned received. And well received from mm-hmm. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The instrument they were using for qasidas or for poetry and for Hassan ibn Thabit is the Sha'ar al-Nabi, we call him, mm-hmm. the poet of Prophet. Mm-hmm. So they used to do to use certain musical instrument. Mm-hmm. And this certain musical instrument, what we have used, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. is the drums. Mm-hmm. So from that perspective, you can use the drums mm-hmm. to uplift mm-hmm. and elevate mm-hmm. you together with the someone who has a very nice voice mm-hmm. and praising Allah and praising Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the qasida. Mm-hmm. It's not in the zikr itself. Mm-hmm. It was after the zikr that mm-hmm. what we did mm-hmm. the qasida. So during the zikr when we are saying la ilaha illallah, la ilaha, mm-hmm. that has nothing to do with that.
Right.
But after the zikr, when we begin to sing qasidas, mm-hmm. Poetry, mm-hmm. Praising Allah and praising Prophet, we mm-hmm. used to use the drums, which were accepted in all Muslim countries. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that, even in the Gulf and the Jaziratul Arab, in the Hijaz or Mecca or Medina or Saudi Arabia, everywhere it is you can use the drums, in Morocco, everywhere. Mm-hmm. Now, after the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this all Muslim scholars agree with that, mm-hmm. after the time of Prophet, by 100, 200 years, they begin to have different instruments. Mm-hmm. They did have these mm-hmm. instruments. Later, they mm-hmm. begin to have more instruments. Mm-hmm. Some of them, they were not in the time of Prophet. Mm-hmm. So now we don't know. That's where the opinion of scholars says that, okay, if the Prophet was there, he might accept it. Mm-hmm. Because there was no prohibition mm-hmm. to use the music, because it was used on the drums that mm-hmm. was available
at that time.
So they are saying that, one opinion of the scholars, they say, no, you cannot do it. We do it the drums. Mm-hmm. The other opinion, which say, no, you can do it. Mm-hmm. And because many of scholars in Islam mm-hmm. later, mm-hmm. after 150 years of mm-hmm. time of Prophet, mm-hmm. they begin to accept it and use it. Mm-hmm. So why now? Because you know now, there is a very strict ideology coming. Very strict in everything, and they mm-hmm. say, you cannot do this, you cannot do this, you cannot.
This is haram, this is haram.
They say, this is haram. Mm-hmm. You go forward, they say haram. You go backward, they say shirk. You go right, they say bid'ah. You go left, they say kufr. Mm-hmm. So what to do? You are stuck in the middle. You cannot move anywhere. Finish. You are in a square box.
And we are stuck with this type of people in this society now.
That's the big problem. So you cannot say one word, mm-hmm. one word, Today, I give you a small example. You got your salary. From where you got your salary?
From my university.
How you get it? You get it cash?
I teach.
You get it cash?
They
give you a check.
A check, yeah.
The check you have to go to bank.
Right.
If I'm going to listen to them, uh-huh. to some scholars today, uh-huh. they say banks haram.
Yeah.
So how you are getting your money from the bank then? Everyone now falling into haram. Isn't that?
That's true.
Now, you go with, people are going with credit card now, the ATM card. Mm-hmm. They put it and they take money. Mm-hmm. It's all bank. Mm-hmm. There is nothing. The whole system becomes, so what you do?
Especially in this country.
Especially in the West and uh-huh. Europe mm-hmm. and some Arab countries.
Yes.
Where in Arab countries, you carry 100,000, 200,000 in your bank, no one say to you anything. Mm-hmm. Here you carry 10,000, they question you 100 quarter time. So there is a problem. There is a huge problem. Mm-hmm. So what I want to give an idea is what was before. Mm-hmm. We have to follow, but Islam is not a shallow religion. Mm-hmm. It's a very huge, stretched religion that mm-hmm. accommodate from Adam time even to resurrection day. It can accommodate everything.
Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wallahu akbar.
That's alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. That's what Allah gave us, a religion. Mm-hmm. That's what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, a religion. So
it's very open-minded.
Very open-minded. Mm-hmm. Very intellectual. Mm-hmm. Very educated. Mm-hmm. Look what they are finding discoveries today that my Quran mentioned it 1500 years ago. Mm-hmm. They are finding scientific discoveries that hadith of Prophet mentioned 1500 years mm-hmm. ago. Mm-hmm. That it was in the Quran and in the hadith. Mm-hmm. So that's why the subject of music become a very simple, not important, so much.
Besides,
subject,
it's
they
not,
make it a big issue.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It's not the instrument that cause the trouble. It is our own self and in human being that we, if we do corruption, we do. We can. I can write something with this pen. Well, alama bil qalam, but I can corrupt this pen if I want to.
That's true.
It's not the instrument that I should forbid people to not sell the instrument because you make some money out of that. What is your last question? I know you're tired.
No, it's been one hour.
I apologize.
No, it's okay.
I've been too long for you.
I'm happy with the Afghani community. I like them. I love them.
Thank you so much.
I have many friends over there.
I know that, and that's why you are here, and I'm so blessed. Last question, and then we close this conversation. What is your message for our community, for the Afghan Muslim community?
Wallahi, this is a huge question because they are already divided there, and the Muslim community today is around the world is divided. What we need to say is they have to unite. And I know that there are very good alims there, very good people there, very good leaders there, especially from the spiritual Naqshbandi Mujaddidi Tariqa. I think one of the main people, Sibghatullah Mujaddidi, is there also. Your Abu Bakr brother is there. They have in Ghazni. They have this. A lot of khulafa of his grandfather, Sheikh al-Mashayikh. I think if they stand up and speak up and have their words to be spread, I think there will be a big change. There will be a big change. I love the Afghani community. They are very, very strong Muslim people. They believe in Islam. They believe in the message of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unfortunately, today they are bringing in, some other people are bringing in corruption, and these all kind of bad movies and bad DVDs and bad songs and so on. But inshallah, the Muslim community there will grow up more and more. And the new generation, all our hope is through the new generation.
Sheikh Qabani, I thank you. Thank you so much for coming. Forgive me your trouble. I know you are very busy. I know your schedule is very, very tight. And all I can say that shukran.
Thank you. Shukran jazila. May Allah bless you.
My dear respected viewers from Noor TV, it was... interview with Sheikh Hasham Muhammad Hasham Al Qabani, a scholar in the leader or the
my Sheikh student,
Sheikh of Sheikh Tariqa of Naqshbandi in Michigan, and I was very pleased and privileged and honored to have him in my studio. And I thank you all. After the break, I come back with you for the next half an hour. And I start getting your calls after the break, inshallah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
شرکت چاپ منتمن پرس از افغان خود ما در شهر سنوزه. هر نوع چاپ کارت های تجارتی و محافل اجتماعی شما را با کیفیت عالی و دیزاین های ماهرانه انجام می دهد. از چاپ کارت های تجارتی، پستکارت، فرمه ها، کارت عروسی، تولدی، بیبی شاور، سالگره، فلایر، مجله، لوحه های اعلاناتی و غیره با خانم لیلا عتیقی رحمتی تماس گیرید. شماره تلفن 408-977-3100. قدم اولی و آخری به چاپ کردن.
زیره زیره زیره